Welcome to another Journey podcast. I'm Mito. Thank you for listening. And what is today? Today is like May 21st, Sunday. And I guess first I'd like to start off with I appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to the show. And would also appreciate if you shared the show or told people about it. Ask people to listen. You know, I might not be everybody's cup of tea, but I know there are some people who really enjoy what I'm doing, whatever I'm doing, as far as this show goes. So thank you, and I guess let's get going. First thing I wanted to talk about today is the double slit experiment. Now, I've talked about it before. It's been a while. But the double slit experiment is this thing in physics. It's basically where I take a piece of paper, you cut two slits in it, and then imagine that, and then a wall behind that piece of paper, like a foot away or whatever, a little distance away from that slit. And then, or the two slits, then you take a light and shine it on that piece of paper. And the expected response, you know, is for the light to shine through the two slits, and then you'll have two slit patterns, you know, shining through on the wall in the back. Well, the scientists did this, and what they figured out is when it is being observed. So when you are watching it, or when a person is sitting there watching it, it behaves, the particles behave exactly how it's supposed to. You know, the light shines through both slits and you get the same pattern on each side. However, what they didn't realize and what they figured out is that when you're not looking, when a person is not watching it, the particles kind of just go through one slit, or they act different. They don't do what they're expected to do. So it's as if when humans or people or living beings, I shouldn't say humans, I don't know all the details of the experiment, if they've tried it with other life forms other than humans, but with us, they've been they notice that, you know, when you're not looking, they act randomly or kind of weirdly, and then when you're looking, they act expected. And so it suggests that particles somehow interfere or behave like they're supposed to when we watch, which kind of makes you wonder, you know, who decides what happens in the world. And it changes light, basically. They took a laser, like a laser pointer type thing, and that's they are photon something, photon gun is what they call it, and they just shot it through the thing, and so basically all the little atoms and particles of light that we or anyone observing so it's kind of weird, like, if you think about it, like, do we create this? Do we create our own world? I mean, does this mean that you know, like when you look up at the night sky and the stars appear, you know, is it because we want them to be there, or is it because, you know, they're there and the light's shining on us? Now, you know, it's a part of, you know, the quantum mechanics and quantum theory, and there's you know, you got to be a scientist to really understand it, but it's just so fascinating, this stuff, you know. And so there's a, you know, you can Google search double slit experiment, and or on YouTube or something, you know, and then you'll see, you know, a lot of people talking about it, and they'll probably explain it, but, you know, scientifically better. Like, I have it open on ChatGPT, and it's, you know, basically it says, imagine a barrier with two narrow slits, and behind that barrier is a screen. When a light source emits particles toward the barrier, each particle behaves like a wave, spreading out and passing through both slits simultaneously. As the waves pass through the two slits, they diffract and create a pattern of overlapping waves. When these waves reach the screen, they interfere with each other where the peaks of waves coincide. They amplify each other, creating bright regions and interference fringes. And if you observe it, you would expect to see an interference pattern indicating like a wave like behavior of particles. But the surprising result, it says, however, when the experiment is performed with individual particles such as electrons or photons, something unexpected happens. Even though the particles are emitted one at a time, they still produce an interference pattern over time, meaning that each particle somehow interferes with itself, behaving like a wave and passing through both slits simultaneously. So, conclusion is that particles behave like two different particles at the same exact time. So in one moment they act like they're supposed to, in another moment they don't act like they're supposed to, depending on whether they're being observed or not. And so that's the rundown of it. It's just real interesting. Makes you think, makes you wonder, you know, what is this? What is going on here with that? But, you know, who knows? Who knows? We only think we know stuff. I guess that's all I can really say on that. But it's just really a neat, real interesting, and something that I think needs more, more interest, I guess, or more study on, to kind of figure out what is going on there. But, you know, there's so many different weird things out there. So, like the Mpemba effect. So there's this thing called the Mpemba effect, and you've probably heard of it. It's this strange thing in science where hot water will freeze faster than cold water, and cold water will boil faster than hot water. You know, it's a strange thing where, you know, you would think the colder it gets, you know, the faster it would freeze, or the hotter it gets, the faster it would boil, but it's the opposite effect happens on that, and that's just real strange, interesting concept. And there's arguments, it's like controversial, that Mpemba effect, where it's like some people think it's because the particles are lighter, and, you know, when it's hot water, you know, they're almost in the gas state, that they're further apart and therefore freeze faster. And other people, you know, argue that no, it's a different thing that occurs, and so it's controversial, you know, they can't agree on what it is, but who knows. It's just this strange world or universe we live in, you know, where things don't always appear as they seem. And it's just real fascinating. So I haven't done a UFO report in a while, and I went online to look up UFO reports, and when I first started the show, I was able, you know, I would Google UFO reports, and what would come up would be like basically two websites. It would be either New Fork or MUFON. New Fork, the National UFO Reporting Community or Center, I think is what it is. And then MUFON, which is Mutual UFO Network. And those are the two main ones that would pop up. And today I typed in UFO report. Well, I couldn't find either of them. They didn't show up at all, you know, or not right away anyway. You know, usually they were the first and second ones. Now they were like 20th or, you know, way down the line. And so then I typed UFO reporting websites. And it's weird because even then, neither of them two showed up. And instead, I would get all these, like CNN would pop up, the CIA would pop up, like all these different agencies would pop, you know, kind of appear and say, UFO reports here, UFO, Federal Aviation Report. And then they went from the top of the list down to the bottom, New Fork and MUFON. So, you know, I don't know what the meaning behind that is. I don't know if things, you know, times are changing. And so it's probably just that, you know, times are changing. And so, but anyway, I'll give you a few MUFON or New Fork. I'm sorry. National UFO Reporting Center, NUFORC.org is where I'm getting these. Let's see. On the 19th, so on Friday of this year, May 19th, 2023, at about 1:49 in the afternoon, somebody reports that they saw 9 lights in a straight line in Harrisburg, Oregon. And let's see. And then on the day before, on May 18th, at 7:40 p.m., in Kippens, Newfoundland, Canada, they looked out a window and saw the sun catching on a bright ball in the sky. It was round and fast and moving horizontally. So it sounds like an orb, a bright ball in the sky, but it was moving fast and horizontally. So let's see. And then in Hurricane, Utah, same day at about 1:30 in the afternoon, somebody reports that they saw what looked like a long cigar-shaped object and another tiny flashing light zipping around it. And they saw that for about 10 minutes. Like a, you know, so a cigar-shaped one. So, you know, the reports are still coming in. There's a lot of, and there's a lot, I mean, there's probably about 30 or 40, just in the month of May alone, just on this one website, New Fork. Maybe even more. I mean, I don't know. I think it's more like hundreds rather than 30 or 40. There's 30 or 40 on my screen right now. So let's see. In Sharpsville, Indiana, like, and on the May 17th at 11:20 p.m. So almost midnight, you know, an oval-like object over town with no brightness. So I'm not sure what that means, but, you know, they saw an oval UFO, probably some kind of like metallic or some kind of oval-shaped object. No light to it, so maybe not an orb. Maybe it was a physical object instead of like these kind of, like an orb where they're not really, you can't really tell if they're solid or not. And let's see. And then on May 17th at 11 p.m. in Tadapalugunam, Andhra Pradesh, India, they saw a cube-shaped object, and they were watching the night sky, and suddenly there was an object which was very tiny to the naked eye. Thought it was an airplane, but it is not. They observed it for about 5 minutes, and I really butchered that name. Tadepalligudem. And then that's the name of the town, and then the name of the... state or province or whatever it was is Andhra, A-N-D-H-R-A, P-R-A-D-E-S-H, Pradesh. There were lights on the object, there was an aura or haze around the object, and it was possible there was an abduction. When they were watching it, the night sky, usually with clouds, we were on our terrace, suddenly bright orange light, felt like traveling. We thought it may be airplanes, so I searched on Google, but there are no particular planes flying across our area, and the flying object is not even stationary. So I took a photo of it with my phone. It came out as different, but unknown. And the photo they have shown, it's just like it's like a dot, you know, it's hard to tell what it is. It's a light, looks almost like it could be a star, but it's not. You can see it's kind of, if you zoom in on it, it's kind of got like a rectangular shape to it. They say it's a cube shaped. And, even New Fork just said noted that maybe you have an abduction case too. And there's been lots of abductions, also. Lately, there's this one guy, Chris Bledsoe. He wrote this book, UFO of God, and he spoke about his interactions with UFOs and beings, and how it relates to his religion. I think he's like Presbyterian Christian, and kind of how it's all possibly connected. But the name of the book is UFO of God, and I won't talk too much about it, and as I try to keep my show short, but it's a really good book. I recommend it for sure. And but yeah, like I'm saying, there's lots of UFO sightings, more and more every day. You can go on anywhere basically and talk to somebody who has had a UFO sighting or know somebody who's had one. They talk about it in all the major news now. People, it's a definite big topic of discussion. And it's just interesting. So I might do more UFO stuff in the future. There's this guy, his name is Mod Tricca, M-O-D-T-R-I-C-C-A. He's got a channel on YouTube. It's a really good channel. He titles all his videos the same, which is Creepy TikToks That Will Make You Rethink Reality. And he just does a lot of cool, crazy, weird stuff glitches in the Matrix, or UFO sightings, or ghost sightings, or celebrities that, you know, are wearing masks or kind of look funny, or, you know, all these weird different things that are kind of in the paranormal world. And so I highly recommend his show for sure. I'm gonna play a clip from his show, and it's basically he's gonna list a bunch of facts about people, and the guy is asking, is this NBA or NFL? So here we go.
Which is it? Is it NBA or NFL? 36 have been accused of spousal abuse. 7 have been arrested for fraud. 19 have been accused of writing bad checks. 117 have directly or indirectly been bankrupted at least 2 businesses. 3 have done time for assault. 71 cannot get a credit card due to their bad credit. 14 have been arrested on drug-related charges. 8 have been arrested for shoplifting. 21 currently are defendants in lawsuits, and 84 have been arrested for drunk driving in the last year. How many of you think NBA? How many of you think NFL? Well, the answer is neither. It's the 435 members of the United States Congress.
Of the 435 members of the U.S. Congress. It sounded like just about all of them have got criminal records and drunk driving and shoplifting, bankruptcy filings, all kinds of different things. So that is crazy. That's who we elect into office these days. You know, instead of electing, you know, the right person for the job, we now here in America, we vote on, I think we just take sides and vote on who is on our side, you know, instead of maybe looking a little deeper into these people and seeing if they should do the job, rather than, oh, we got a good feeling about them, hey, we want that person doing the job. It's just, it's crazy. It's insane. And it's but that, and it's kind of funny too, it's comical, you know. There's 435 members in Congress, and what do you say, like 80 of them have had drunk driving arrests, and, you know, like 8 of them were arrested for shoplifting. So it's pretty crazy. It's funny, you know, and they're not major bad crimes, you know. They're still crimes, and you're representing the people. So is that how, you know, if you're a member of Congress, do you really want to be looked at like that, or do you want to kind of have a good, you know, good record, or good, you know, kind of, and everybody deserves a second chance, and I get that, and some of those things, you know, it might be one person, you know, racking up a bunch of those numbers, but who knows, I don't know, you know, the numbers, I just know what that guy said, so, but it's still funny. Speaking of government, the last thing I want to talk about is Montana, yep, and that's the state I live in. And recently they passed a law banning TikTok in this state, which I'm going to curse right now. So if you don't like it, I apologize, but that is bullshit. You know, talking about China taking our information, and that's why they're doing it, to keep the people safe. And that's their, always their excuse. You know, they just have some ridiculous excuse. No, it's control. This state is so fucked up, the government here. It really is. They don't like the people here, the government. They treat the people like a burden rather than helping them. It at least it feels like to me. You know, this is just my opinion. And they always do it the cheapest way and easiest way possible, whatever it is, the cheapest and easiest. They don't, you know, kind of, maybe instead of banning TikTok in Montana, maybe create an education, public education, regarding the effects of TikTok on children and people in general, and distribute facts and have education programs, and you know, put ads out or something saying, hey, TikTok takes your information and China has it, and they're going to use it. But, and it's like, if you're going to use TikTok, if you use TikTok, almost everybody knows this, knows it's a Chinese company. No, China has you accept all these agreements where, you know, they're allowed to use your information and use your mic and you know, whatever, access your contacts and all that. But you know what, so does Facebook, so does Twitter, so does Google, so does Microsoft, so does the US government. They all take our personal information and use it for their benefit. So it's, what are they, what's Montana gonna do, ban the internet next, or, you know, ban Facebook next, and then Twitter, and, you know, it's a very you know, it's slippery slope that they're on right now, Montana. And TikTok, even though they passed a law banning it or whatever, making it illegal, which is stupid. So, you know, so what happens if you do have TikTok? Are they gonna arrest you now here in Montana? Are they gonna fine you? Because that's how they treat the people here, you know. Instead of teaching us, they'll just throw you in jail or give you a ticket or yell at you or blame you for whatever it is. You know, they blame its people. It's from the top to the bottom. That's how the government works here. They just, instead of, you know, maybe being understanding and letting people do their own thing, they decide to mess with you instead and blame you for the issues in society. I like living in Montana, don't get me wrong. And the people here are great people, wonderful people, and very nice. Citizens all go out of their way to help anybody, you know, there's always going to be some bad apples, but for the most part, you know, people here are really good, family-oriented, education-oriented people. It's just the government here. It's just weird. They're wacky. They're money hungry. They're greedy. And they have no understanding of people. I guess you could say the government doesn't. They just look at people as a burden. That's the only way I can put it. But, you know, what's new? That's kind of how the government feels right now. Oh, it's kind of how it kind of feels like an us versus them thing the government's becoming, or has become, and is continuing on that path. It's like, instead of helping the people and being there for the people, they just take the people's money and do whatever the hell they want with it, except for help the people. I mean, I know there's exceptions. I know there's programs and good stuff out there. I'm just saying, you know, it's just kind of how society feels like it's going towards right now. And on that note, I think I'll call it a day. Thank you for listening. That last clip was from Mod Tricca, M-O-D-T-R-I-C-C-A. He's got a lot of good stuff. If you want to find that specific video, it will be Creepy TikToks That Will Make You Rethink Reality, Part 23. So, because they're all titled the same, that one was PT.23. Okay, well, I'll be back soon. Appreciate it. You can always hit me up on Twitter at UFO UAP Sighting. You can go to my website, ufo.fish, where I think I have an email and some other ways to get a hold of me. Or leave a comment on, or a review or whatever about the show. And I appreciate anyone who listens and everyone who listens. And I'll be back soon. All right. Have a good rest of your week. Bye. Thank you.